It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Agorist Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I'm going to continue to go with the gold market. That sets new contract highs again. It did on Thursday. It's doing it again here overnight and the start of this Monday session. We're also looking at the Dow and the S&P 500 setting contract highs in both of those markets, you know, both on Thursday and again overnight. Seems odd, though. We normally do not have the gold market and the financials, you know, the S&P 500 and the Dow rallying together. But right now, they're both rallying and setting new contract highs.
Sure. What do you think's behind that?
You know, I think there's enough uncertainty about the economy, but I think we have enough money being convinced to come in and keep the stock market strong. So I think we're seeing a lot of investor buying to prop up the stock markets. But there's enough uncertainty that other countries are continuing to buy gold and tangible items.
Okay, what's not hot then?
You know, it's hard to say, you know, especially when you're going into the seasonal time frame when you should see strength in the grain markets. But, you know, we've just been a little bit sloppy in the grains. I'm a little concerned about that. Weather right now is going to be the bigger dictator of what happens. But I'd have to say cattle. You know, we had a negative cattle on feed report. You know, we're starting, even though we saw a good cold storage report, we're seeing some pushback on the consumer. And then Thursday's hogs and pigs report was a little bit bearish on the hog side. I think that could make it a little bit difficult for the meats to hold on to any gains. So I'm looking for them to be what's the not hot side.
You getting any sense of the avian flu having an impact on these markets or not?
You know, I think we did, you know, initially, but right now I think, you know, they're talking about how, you know, it doesn't stay with the animal. They basically, after a couple of weeks, you know, come out of the symptoms and there's no transfer to anything. So I think it just was a knee-jerk reaction. If anything, it might take some product off the market, but at this point, I don't think it's going to be any big market mover going forward.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Agorist Management in Fargo.